All men have their little quirks, am I right? Their shed, their football, their obsession with screwdrivers. So Jeff's no different, really, is he? Oh, maybe I'm being silly. You wouldn't think you could hate the sound of running water, would you? Maybe it's me that's got the problem. Doctor, doctor, I'm afraid of the sound of running water. Well, everyone's afraid of something, aren't they?
Heretics, aliens, demons. You have faced them all. But what of a child? What of a child orphaned by war? What if need and instinct drove that child to kill? To master what they must? What if death was the only companion the child ever knew?
One of the smaller ones. Seems curiosity is getting the better of it. It's coming toward me, meeting me halfway.
Easy now. I'm not going to hurt you.
Hey there. Aren't you odd?
The little one is very curious. It's come right up to me while all the others are hanging back. Like a little kid.
Mr. Grayson.
Yes.
It wasn't a question, Mr. Grayson. One would hardly expect you not to know your own name. And it would be equally remiss of me not to know it either, wouldn't it?
I suppose.
Sit down, Mr. Grayson.
Please, call me Rich.
Oh, I don't think that would be appropriate to you.
I don't know. And you are...
Miss Figgins, I'll be dealing with you today.
Spencer? Spencer? What's going on? It's morning.
Skylar, I'm so glad you're back.
But I didn't go anywhere.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't.
Okay.
I don't understand this.
I've been thinking about food.
Any food in particular?
Eggs.
What about them?
Well, we ate them.
Yes, delicious.
I know, but really, isn't that like eating a baby?
No, not at all.
But it's got the potential to be a baby, you know. An egg.
They're unfertilised. They wouldn't have sold them if they were fertilised.
So when there's that little dark spot in the yolk, you don't think that that's a...
No, it's a blood clot.
That's not a baby. I just worry about these things, you know? If I ever ate anything with a soul...